I think it was a really great way of showing support. At the beginning of the war, I was very anxious about feeling lonely about the situation because the Ukrainian community here isn't very big. But, you know, despite that, quite a few people showed up and showed their support. And it made me and my family and other families feel really just welcome and supported. And honestly, we were very, very touched by it.
Tell me, what year did you move to Canada from the Ukraine?
In 2013.
Well, you haven't been here that long.
8 years.
Were you from a big city or from a little town then?
We're actually from Kyiv. That's where I was born and I was raised 20 minutes away from Kyiv. So I'm kind of used to the bigger city scene there. Super busy, full of tourists, very beautiful.
When you see some of the pictures, do you recognize some of the neighborhoods?
Absolutely, yes. I saw a video of the bridge to Kyiv being blown up the other day, and that was my way home from, a lot of the, where me and my family used to go to Kyiv. That was our way home, actually.
What have your relatives decided to do? Do they move or try and stay put and protect themselves? It's a very tough situation. How far is the border from Kyiv then? Or which border is closest to?
So the closest border would be with Belarus. Unfortunately, Belarus is supporting Russia right now. They're letting the troops on their land and they're letting the troops come to Kyiv from their land. So my family didn't really have that option of going anywhere. We don't really have family anywhere other than central Ukraine, so they're just staying put in their apartment basements as of now. Yeah.
Have you spoken with them?
Yep, we talk every day. They text my parents every 3 hours or so just to check in.
Is there anything you'd like to put out there while we've got you here today?
You know, the number one thing that we can do as citizens of a free country is just get your information from trusted sources. Donate money if you can. If you can't, just spread the word. And the words of support that I've received within the last 4 days have meant a lot more to me than you'd think. It's very, very touching, and I'm very happy about the way people have been treating this situation.
Before we let you go, can you just tell the audience some of the words that you had to say when you were presenting on Saturday night for us, Anastasia? And I'll let you go after that.
Absolutely. I think the most important part of my speech there, I saw this post on Instagram the other day. It said that if Russia stops fighting, there will be no war. But if Ukraine stops fighting, there will be no Ukraine. And that is such a good phrase to describe the situation there because, you know, my country could be wiped off the map. But I could never, ever identify myself under a Russian flag. My family goes back generations. We're all just from Ukraine. We don't have family in any other countries. So it is very important to me and I'm sure to many, many other families that our nation stays strong and that we will always keep calling ourselves Ukrainians and that we don't give up and that we don't give in under the dictator that is attacking our country right now.
You're very proud of your president, or at least it sure seems that way. Every time I read a post on any social media feed there, I don't think there's one Ukrainian person that doesn't respect his handling of this.
Yes, absolutely. I can't imagine any other president staying in the most attacked city in their country. And fighting with their citizens. I am very proud to be from Ukraine.
That's all I need, Anastasia. Geez, thank you very much for your good information here. What do you do in Cranbrook? What do you do in town here?
I just work at Sakura, the sushi place here. I graduated last year. We moved here because my mom found a job. Yeah, I'm about to go to university next year, hopefully.
Oh, cool.
So for now, I'm just kind of taking a gap year.
Who is the little boy then on stage with you?
That was my little brother, Adrian. He's 9 years old.
Oh, I see. Oh, his brother. Okay. Somebody said it was your kid. I said, no, she's not that old.
No. No, not yet.
No, that's fine. How did you learn English so well?
Just by going to school here. I actually used to go to a Ukrainian bilingual program back in Winnipeg because we moved to Winnipeg originally. We only have been in Cranbrook for the last 2 years. So it was very helpful that I had plenty of people to translate English to Ukrainian for me. Plenty of teachers helped me out to learn the language, and that's how I'm here.
Gee, you've learned it very well.